You knew that was coming.
But you never paid me, never. Oh no, you didn't. Payback is a coming. You will be running forever. Oh no, you didn't. Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem. Oh no, you didn't. I'm a mercenary. You ain't got a prayer. You owe me. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no.
Are y'all feeling a lot like you need some vengeance this morning? You're mad at your boss. He just dropped a bunch of work on your desk.
I may have needed vengeance yesterday.
Oh, not safe for work. Not safe for work. Okay. Happy Wednesday morning. I know it feels like a Tuesday, but it's actually Wednesday. And I am Glory, I think. Wait a minute. I said that backwards. This is Lunch with Ginger and Glory.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And I am eating cereal with almonds.
I'm jealous of you then. I've not seen anything yet today.
Me either. That's why I'm eating before, you know. Remember I told you I had that whole mean thing going. So, not eating was just going to make it worse. Somebody's going to get cut again today. They got cut yesterday.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Let's not cut the people 3 days in a row. That could be bad.
Cut up to the white meat. It was shallow.
Oh, it was shallow. Oh, my God. All right. Well, I guess I should introduce myself. I am Ginger. I'm the redheaded stepchild of this crew.
I don't know about stepchild. We love you.
Yeah, they love me.
I would like to say hello to Casey Webb Girl, who shares my love of Link. But if you go near my man, it's on. Just so you know.
She will get you. Oh, it won't even be pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I won't even be able to save you. Before I know it, you'll be cutting on the floor.
See, everybody knows. Stay away from my man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Her Link.
She says I'm hardcore.
She is too. I'm going to have to find some little blonde, blue-haired, blonde, blue-eyed boy to dress up as Link for you. At
he is not Link. He is not Link. Therefore, no. I need the real thing all the time. Every day, all day.
Except no substitute.
That's right. So, Ginger, what you got? I got lots of E3 stuff. I don't know about you.
No, E3 is just crazy today. Crazy, 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 crazy. Yeah, but actually, I think I'm going to go with a Microsoft story first. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. They say 40% of Xbox Live activity is non-gaming.
I saw that.
Yeah. According to Microsoft's Corporate Communications Vice President Frank Shaw, 40% of all Xbox Live activity is non-gaming. Discussing the evolution of the platform as an entertainment brand rather than a pure gaming console, a theme that will be emphasized. Emphasize.
That too.
Yeah, through the company's E3 press event later this month, Shaw mentioned how much Xbox Live users are using the system for non-gaming entertainment, such as music and movies.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. He says that Microsoft MS intends to market Xbox 360 more as an entertainment brand this year. Microsoft claims that it is seeing 30 hours of video consumption per month per system. He says, for millions, Xbox is the gateway to games, music, movies, and TV shows. In short, it is central to entertainment, says Shaw. And this is true for Microsoft as well. Put simply, Xbox equals entertainment and is core to our entertainment strategy. Around the world, Xbox connects more people to online content and communities through the largest screen in the house than any other device. The vision for the Xbox is straightforward. All of the entertainment you want, with the people you care about, made easy. This is why we've baked social directly into the experience with Xbox Live, connecting gamers, friends, and families across the globe. That is why you'll see Xbox marketed more as an entertainment brand this year. Microsoft's 90-minute E3 press conference will air on Spike TV, Xbox.com, and the Microsoft News Center next Monday. I'm going to watch that.
Well, we might be able to put up a copy. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that'd be very nice.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, So much news today, so much to share. Where to start? I guess I'll start with Dead Island, everybody's favorite new zombie game.
Zombies in bikinis.
Because zombies are always in bikinis.
Exactly.
I don't know why, but they're always wearing bikinis. And I'm not going to continue the rest of that conversation. If you follow us on Twitter, you saw the rest of how that conversation always turns out. Some of you girls out there, just raw.
I love you girls. Y'all are awesome.
That was raw. Well, unfortunately, my story just crashed. Don't you love when Firefox does that?
It happens all the time.
Plug-in error. Okay, let's get this back up and going. Work with me, people. Oh, forget you, people. I'm going to my next story. All right, I will share with you. Luckily, this one's in my email. Well, Apple, not doing so well.
What's going on?
Well, a company called Tapjoy, their middleware company, has complained that Apple's ban of the paper install promotions is adversely affecting its business, and that business of a majority of iOS developers. Despite talks between Tapjoy and Apple, the ban was put in place over concerns that developers were paying Tapjoy via its proprietary monetization platform to boost their game ranking in the list of top 25 apps. With a pay-per-install app, a user is incentivized, I love that word, I'm using that from here on out, usually with the promise of an in-game currency to install another unrelated app. The developer then shares the revenue with the original app that promoted the use. Tapjoy's argument is that incentivized promotions are commonplace and that they allow developers to create a more stable and predictable business where, and of course, this is not accepted by Apple. According to website VentureBeat, an attempt by Tapjoy CEO Mihir Shah to institute a compromise where a cap prevented developers from unfairly breaking into the top 25 was rejected by Apple. Publisher Glu Mobile has also voiced concerns that its business model could be severely affected, with 8 times more developers reporting a decrease in usage following the policy change than those that experienced an increase. The ratio increased to 15-1 in terms of revenue declines. Yeah. This doesn't look good. I don't see why. Mm-hmm. I, on one hand, I understand you don't want to mislead your, you know, the customers, but at the same time, I think it's kind of in an odd way advertising weirdly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sort of make sense.
And it's not the best kind of advertising, but that's pretty much what it is. You pay somebody else, go buy our game, and they keep $2 and they go do what you said. I mean, I say that because that was my very first job in the industry. I was hired by people that made Rayman, at that time it was Rayman 3, to go around to forums and post good things about the game or bad things. They just wanted you to say something, get some buzz
going. Say anything. That had to have been an interesting job.
It didn't pay well and it was rather monotonous. $10 an hour.
But hey, you get to, I don't know.
I was at home, so I can't complain too much.
Exactly.
$10 an hour is a lot of money when you don't have to pay for gas, people. Okay.
Exactly.
What you got, Ginger?
I have got... I don't even know if I should read about this game. It kind of makes me sad. Summer update of Mew Sim boosts players' creativity. Dynamic Pixels has recently finished a major overhaul in its popular pet simulator, Mew Sim. The developers have taken into account all wishes and remarks of Mew Sim fans and added decorations of the flat and new games for a cat. Mew Sim is a pet game about a kitten to care for and to bring up either as an obedient and affectionate or just a little evil. The game has won lots of fans since its launch, being an instant hit in Russia Apple App Store, reaching the top in both games and free sections there, and being the first in both family and simulator games in Polish Apple App Stores. You'll have to forgive me. It's not very well translated, so I'm having to work on it. If you still dream about a fluffy cat, it's the best time to let it come into your iPhone, iPad, or iPod. New version of the game has the amusing animations of the main character. Moreover, now you can completely change the style of the rooms. Just choose different wallpapers, drapes, carpets, parquet, tile, and, of course, furniture. At the same time, we've kept all the best ideas from the original version. You can still participate in an international online cat shows, exchange cats via Bluetooth, and play exciting mini-games that influence main gameplay. yeah, so if that's your kind of thing, you can head over to the Apple App Store. Again, it's Mewsim, M-E-W-S-I-M, and get your cat now. And
all
yes,
right.
I did say cat, though. I'll
yeah.
go the other way.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Corey would have cut me.
Indeed.
And amusing.
Indeed.
I love you, Corey.
Mm-hmm. As I swallow the rest of my milk and my cereal, thank you. Mm-hmm. It's breakfast with Ginger and Corey.
Yay, except I have no breakfast and I have no lunch. I'm being left out all the way around.
I'm very sorry. All right, I'm picking up some...
So abused, so abandoned.
As usual, I'm picking up some lovely information. Okay, so go on.
All right.
Yeah. Stuff starts opening. When they send us these press releases, can y'all not put videos in directly into the PR? Yeah, that's not good. Okay, so Majesco Entertainment has announced their E3 lineup, which I will be posting for you. Don't panic. I'm going to glaze over these really quickly. Of course, their E3 lineup this year, again, E3, in case somehow you have missed the dates, June the 7th through the 9th. Yeah, that soon. Oh, God. That soon. We got some meetings to have over here. Okay, anyway, Majesco said they'll be showcasing a collection of video games across genres and platforms. They'll be in the West Hall, which means they're not in the main floor. They are the redhead stepchildren. It'll be meeting room 512. Well, at least they're somewhere nearby. For the millions of fans of Mama, yes, Cooking Mama, who cultivated their green thumb in Gardening Mama, turned their world into a work of art in Crafting Mama, and rocked the little ones to sleep in Babysitting Mama. Now Mama returns to the kitchen this fall with all new recipes and surprises in Cooking Mama for Kitchen Magic for the 3DS. Oh, awesome. And Mama also expands her skills out into the wild wilderness in Camping Mama Outdoor Adventures. I know some of you are shaking your heads, and the reason why you're shaking your head is you never played Cooking Mama. I'm telling you, Ginger, I've told you the story about my friend Chris. Hi, Chris.
Yes, you did tell me.
I will share.
He hated that.
Yes, my friend Chris over at the Lovely GameStop. Hi, Chris. I will share with you the rest of you again, who said Cooking Mama is the stupidest game ever, and then he picked it up to play it, and 4 hours later, while he was still playing, this is the stupidest game ever, and then 8 hours later, this is the stupidest game ever, but he couldn't put it down. I'm telling you. Also, following on the heels of the mega hit Zumba Fitness, which I played this weekend, good God.
Is it good?
Dance Central has nothing on Zumba Fitness.
That's getting downloaded. Right.
Wow. Majesco Entertainment, of course, is jumping back into the dance fitness genre with the exhilarating Zumba Fitness 2 for the Wii. Yes, for the Wii. That's going to be harsh. You can visit the Majesco booth for a sneak peek at the behind-the-scenes trailer, of course. Also, you can check out... you're also able to check out is the original video game. This has nothing to do with Zumba, but Femme Fatale Rain. Remember Blood Rain? Mm-hmm. She's returning to battle in the feed and battle and feed in the hack and slash action game Blood Rain Betrayal. This is going to be on Xbox Live Arcade for the Xbox 360 and also for PlayStation, ironically, this time for both. Delivers, of course, over the top stylus action with a healthy dose of bloodshed. Not a big fan of Blood Rain. I tried it many times. In addition to these, a recently announced is Hulk Hogan's main event. They'll be presenting two or more Kinect titles, Take Shape and Mind in Motion. I believe they also have, in addition to their new 3DS titles, is one called The Hidden. It's an augmented reality ghost hunting experience. It turns your handheld into a portal to the astral plane as you search through real-world environments with a 3DS camera. I got to have a 3DS now. Oh, my God. Just for this game. I was kind of like, oh, I'm okay with that one. Now I'm going to have to sell some furniture or something. Okay. So you have also Photo Racers, a racing game. Doesn't look, whatever. You have Nano Assault, again, a shooter. But it's
some shooters.
It's unique. It's set inside an electron microscope.
That is actually kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's inspired by Viral World. Again, these are on 3DS. You have Pet Zombies. You create, customize, nurture, and
create
your very own pet zombie. I want it. They're also announcing Facebook titles. Amazing. This is probably
on the 3DS?
No. This is Facebook titles as part of their 3D lineup. Amazing, right?
Oh, wow.
Nobody's ever done that before. This is more Cooking Mama's Friends Cafe. And that is actually good on Facebook. I don't get to play it very often, but it's good. You also have Parking Wars 2, which I am playing because I was reading this while I was out earlier. I got the press release in. This lets players, I don't know why I love these games. You can let players park their cars on their friends' streets, try to avoid parking illegally while monitoring and maintaining your own street, and you get to give your friends tickets for their illegally parked cars to generate income.
Yes, I think I need to play that.
Yes. So that's going to be some of their E3 lineup, Modesco Entertainment. I'm liking the Ghost, the Hidden. I want to play the Hidden, and I want the Pet Zombies. They got some interesting titles coming out. Of course, they have to compete with the Big Boys. You know what, Big Boys, y'all better bring it, because last year it was horrible. I was so bored. I really was. We were so bored watching E3. If you listened to our E3 show last year, you know, we had fun making the show, but the press, yeah, it was very boring. But we'll have some, we'll be covering, actually, y'all be handing out y'all's assignments later, Ginger. Y'all be ready for that. Who's going to be watching what?
Yes.
So if something specifically that you want to be handling, you need to let me know now. And you out there, too, if there's something specific that you like that you want us to cover, no, we will not be at E3, but we do have access to some things that you don't. So if there's something that you want, we can.
I call the Star Wars and Halo.
You got it. Nobody else wants it.
Oh, man, come on. It's Halo.
I tell you, we are all Halo to death.
You can never be Halo to death.
Well, you just wait. Just wait. After this week, we're going to see if Ginger's still all saying, oh, not too much Halo. You're going to be sick of looking at press conferences and private this and telephones and, yeah.
No way. No way. All right. cosplay calendar proceeds go to Japan Disaster Relief. If you're jonesing to help out with the disaster relief in Japan but haven't yet found the right incentive, maybe a calendar chock full of cosplayers dressing up as their favorite anime and video game characters. I'm going to lose my voice. I hate the weather in Texas, really seriously.
But you're saying you can't leave.
I know. Even looking at moving south. All right. So, all right. So if you're wanting to help, there is a new incentive. Maybe a calendar chock full of cosplayers dressing up as their favorite anime and video game characters will be just the thing you're looking for. Well, it just so happens that Cosplay for a Cause is selling such a calendar. Tapping into fans' love of costuming to raise money to assist in Japan's disaster relief aid after a tsunami smacked the country around back in March. I cannot talk today.
We can never talk any day of the week.
I know, right? I keep saying that every day. You know, the new people, but they believe it for about 24 hours. This calendar is full of high quality, never before seen photos specifically done for this project. Each month will also come with a small illustration done by one of the four professional comic book artists involved in the project. At a full size, the calendar will open to 11 by 22, allowing each beautiful image to be displayed at 11 by 17. The saddle stitching on the middle can easily be removed when the year is done so that you can save your favorite photo. The 2012 calendar is yours for $17.99, and every penny of that goes to the Japanese Red Cross Society. It should ship sometime later this year. That is awesome, because that is 100% of it. I love seeing stuff like that. And, hell, it's cosplay. I mean, come on. That is just awesome.
Very awesome.
Yes.
Oh, were you done?
Yes.
Well, I was getting ready to upload a lovely new trailer from upcoming Batman Arkham. Is it Arkham Asylum that they sent us?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, no, Arkham City. I'm sorry, not Asylum. Arkham City. This teaser's from the UK version. So that'll be up in a second. But meanwhile.
Meanwhile.
Back at the ranch. I don't know why. Sometimes it just slips out. EA stock, which I own stock in. I'm going to drop them. Y'all not treating us right still. Then again, I need your monies.
Called out.
Apparently, their new board appointment helps them I can't say what
sure
I'm
they
thinking.
Are eating, yes.
It helps their stock at a one-year high. The stock, of course, has reached a 52-week high in the wake of the announcement that a key exec from Relational Investors may be appointed to the company's board of directors. A stock in the publisher is currently trading at $24.41. Those of you who don't know stocks, yes, that literally means if you had $24.41, you could buy one share in EA.
That is not bad.
Not bad at all, considering, well, Microsoft's usually trading around 30. up to $2.13 on the day, and down only slightly from their high of $24.50 in the immediate aftermath of the announcement. Ralph Whitworth's appointment has not been confirmed, but he was given the option following a mutual cooperation agreement on Tuesday. At Relational's request, he is also likely to join EA's Executive Compensation and Leadership Committee. Yay! Congratulations on your job. Anyway, you can check out the rest of the story over at gamesindustry.biz if that's your cup of tea. I just wanted to know how much the shares are trading at, because I'm going to go sell them now and buy something with it.
I'm going to buy something with it.
Because I got more than one share. And I got to be quick. The market going to close in a minute. Not in a minute. I got to 5, 6 o'clock. Okay, anyway.
All right. Okay, broaden your horizons. Terra update boost new zones, a level cap, upgrade, and more. Yeah, it's not with it today. Just over 3 months after Terra, the action MMO launched in South Korea to record-breaking numbers. Publisher Frogster is pleased to announce a wide range of new updates players will be seeing when it launches in Europe. The first major patch to the game since its release unveils the fourth and so far unseen continent of Northern Shara, as well as raising the level cap from level 50 to level 58. The introduction of the new continent also brings with it 10 new zones, a huge new city, 4 new instances, and a wide range of other gameplay additions. Included in the upcoming patch is the ability for guildmasters to declare war on opposing guilds and embark on a fiery campaign against fellow Terra players that can last up to 7 days. Ooh, that is hot. I may have to play this. That sounds sort of like Dark Age of Camelot right there.
Right.
For those who have yet to choose a side, speaking of, I still got to install that. For those who have yet to choose a side, the ability to search for a guild has been introduced, allowing players to swiftly join the guild of their choice and do battle in honor of their newfound alliance. But before players unsheathe their weapons, they should make use of the new skills customizing feature, which gives players the choice of which skills they would like to connect in combos. The potential for utter devastation on the battlefield is now entirely in the player's hands. Win or lose, prosper or die, only the best and most steadfast of warriors will emerge from the battlefield alive. As well as being the front line for the Argon War, the mighty Amon Fortress City of, I'm going to kill this name, Cater, is the main transportation hub in Northern Shara. From Cater, players can make their way to one of the new 6 zones in the region, such as Dark Quaver Woods, the much-feared woodland territory concealing an ancient relic and cursed spirits. Northern Shara is not the only continent to have its secrets revealed. In the patch, 4 new zones will also be added to Southern Shara, some beautiful, some dangerous, some hiding the power of the dragons who threaten to rule the skies of Terra once more. That is actually kind of awesome.
Yes.
I think I'm heading over. Oh, if you want to find out more about this game, like I'm about to, Terra-Europe.com.
Well, well, well.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Potter.
Mr. Potter. Oh, no. Oh, no. Is it that time again?
It's almost that time. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't actually have a story for you, but I do have a trailer going up. There's tons of these bad boys today.
There are.
So I have some trailers. And this is from The Deathly Hallows Part 2. I'm trading in Part 1 right now. I'm not enamored with it. So, yeah. Y'all need to do something.
Yeah.
I'm not. I normally don't trade in a game before I finish it, unless it's bad. Unless it's a new game, I should say. I'll trade in one I've had for a while. Mm-hmm. All right. But I'm not happy. All right. So, wait a minute. That's the wrong story. Sorry, guys. so many trailers, so little time. Okay, PlayStation Move Power Station. Yeah. You guys know about that, right?
Yeah.
You have one of those. This is one from CTA Digital. Hi, CTA Digital, who follows us on Twitter and says hello often. We love you. No, people think we're getting paid for these endorsements, and we have to stop this. CTA Digital is saying they can help keep the pace with the evolution of modern home gaming centers with the release of the Elite Quad Charging Bay for the PlayStation Move, and they have that in bold letters. They want us to make sure it's emphasized. Form and function are fully realized in this matte, silver, and black design, which holds controllers upright in a ready-to-play position. The sleek bay accommodates 4 controllers of either type, navigation or motion, so 2 full pairs of controller sets can be charged at once. says status lights for each charging station glow blue to show a full charge and red to show charging is underway. The base is powered by an AC adapter, allowing it to be placed anywhere within the reach of an outlet without taking up a PlayStation USB port. The base also includes two sets of built-in USB 2.0 ports positioned between charging stations for powering additional peripherals, with a total of four slots available. Rechargeable batteries are standard in Move controllers, so no special batteries or connections are required. The Elite Quad Charging Bay for the PlayStation Move keeps controllers charged and in convenient reach. You can, of course, pick this up on Amazon and other retailers where CTA Digital products are sold, and we'll be posting a link to that up on our site shortly, so you can go from there if you want to purchase one on Amazon. That sounds hot.
That does sound hot.
Although I don't have a Move, but I would like something to charge my thing on other than plug it into the USB port.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's making that noise again. All right, well, I guess it's my turn. This is the day for MMOs, girl, I'm telling you. Iceberg's digital launch of MMORPG Earthrise comes with a massive price drop and free territorial warfare expansion.
Ooh, yes. You said territorial and warfare, my two favorite words.
Mm-hmm, about to say something else you like, too. Post-apocalyptic.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. MMORPG now available at various major direct download portals worldwide.
Oh,
somebody get her a bucket. Masthead Studios, a leading independent developer of MMOs and video game publisher Iceberg Interactive, are pleased to announce their further cooperation on the publishing of Earthrise, the post-apocalyptic MMORPG for PC. All right. Already having brought Earthrise to European retail in the past months, Iceberg Interactive will now further orchestrate the worldwide digital distribution of the game. Iceberg's English language digital launch comes with a massive 40% price drop at an attractive new price of, oh, good Lord, what is this price? $29.99, whatever the little C shape is. Earthrise will be available for purchase digitally at various major direct download destinations. All right, so it comes with updates and patches. As is often the case with MMO games, Masthead Studios has also been perfecting and improving Earthrise to a great extent since its initial launch in February of this year. Included in the updates to date are greatly improved server stability and network performance, decreasing lags and improving FPS gameplay. Ooh, FPS gameplay. Ugh. Furthermore, various new and player-requested features have been added, such as auto-stacking, exploration awards, and shared party experience. On top of this, the crafting process and the PvP and PvE balance have been further enhanced. A more detailed list of the improvements can be found at iceberg-interactive.com. Upcoming territorial warfare expansion. Furthermore, a free expansion for Earthrise has been announced, which will be released later this month for both the digital and retail version of the MMORPG. The huge territorial warfare expansion will double the size of the Earthrise game world, adding a great deal of new content and gameplay features. Players will be able to capture territory where they can build their base of operations, which can be conquered by the enemies in battle. Well-built economic structures will provide players with the best resources, which can then be turned into weapons and armor, while military structures, including walls, gates, and turrets, can be put up for base defense. The 40% price drop and free territorial warfare expansion also apply to Iceberg's boxed retail version, which is available in the retail stores across Europe as well as the Iceberg web shop, and features a limited edition bonus poster and game world map. Ooh, I always like those. I wonder if they'll just send me one, just to have.
Most likely.
I'm going to have to contact him. It'd look really pretty in my new office.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. All right. Are you ready, darling? Are you ready?
I am ready. I am ready. What you got?
Well, I got my Dead Island story to reload. Yay! So you can have your tropical island escape with Deep Silver at E3 2011. Deep Silver presents Dead Island.
Yeah, all the guys around here just died.
Oh, this is a highly anticipated action game with RPG elements and the pirate-themed... Yes, I said pirates.
I like
RPG Risen 2, The Dark Waters, or just Dark Waters, I'm sorry, at E3. Deep Silver announced its lineup for E3. Of course, E3, again, taking place June 7th through the 9th in Los Angeles. If you do not have a ticket, forget it already.
Mm-hmm. They were sold out within hours, I want to say.
Yeah, if you're not ticket, or you don't have a ticket, or you're not pressed, forget it. Deep Silver, of course, is saying they're proud to present two of their upcoming highlights at E3, Dead Island and Risen 2, Dark Waters. Dead Island is the upcoming gruesome zombie action game with RPG elements by renowned developer Techland. It combines first-person action with a heavy focus on melee combat, character development, and customization of a vast array of weapons, which I am so excited about. I cannot wait to combine me a shotgun and a frying pan. Okay, all these games.
That would be awesome. Somebody get on that.
Blam, bang, see? See how that sounds? All of these gameplay features are presented in a dark story inspired by classic zombie movies with a gritty and engrossing campaign that can be played with up to 4 players in co-op mode. Oh, come on. You could have gave us like 8, 9 players. That would have been hot. Of course, it's set in an open tropical world, hordes of different festering zombies await players around every corner while they embark upon a variety of thrilling missions through the holiday resort. With firearms and ammunition being scarce, the player must rely on discovering and utilizing items as weapons for self-defense and fighting off zombie hordes in intense melee combat. Oh, I love it. A diverse range of items can be collected and will later serve to transform the player's ordinary makeshift weapons into serious weapons of destruction. Dead Island will be released worldwide for PlayStation 3, the Xbox, and for PC soon. They will not tell us when. They'll most likely announce it at Facebook. But until then, you can stalk them at deadisland.com, on their Facebook, Dead Island Game, and Twitter, Dead Island Game. Now, on to Dark Waters. Yes, this is from Piranha Bytes. They say they combine, how many of y'all to use good type? I don't know what this word is supposed to be, but it looks like is what it looks like. Okay, so they're saying the game allows players to plunge into one of the most intense role-playing worlds ever created, but they don't really tell you much more than that. So that means you'll probably have to check it out at E3. I'll see if I can grab a trailer for you guys. It is an RPG, this one, as well. And fresh setting, new content. They don't really say much else. I want to know what it's about. Suck. Okay.
Yes.
But we'll get some more info for you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start scouring and see what he has that I can dig into while I'm back here in their special area. That sounds all kind of dirty if you take it the wrong way. If you take it from the nighttime show, it's dirty. Your daytime show is not so dirty.
Not so dirty.
Not so dirty.
Unless you're Ginger, and then you totally took it dirty. All right. Hey, Corey, what would you do if you were the last robot on Earth? You'd search us for it.
I guess so. What else have I got to do?
Swedish game developer Pieces Interactive is releasing a brand new game, RoboSurf, for the iPhone, iPod, and Android devices. I'm going to have to get this on my brand new Android device. Yes. with simple one-touch controls, cute graphics, and great music, RoboSurf is a gem of a game. RoboSurf is a fresh new game where the player controls the last robot on Earth who loves to surf. Avoid obstacles and defeat bosses to surf as far as you can on the vast seas of Earth. RoboSurf is loaded with achievements to unlock and secret characters from various indie games to discover. The game is available in the Apple App Store and Android Market as of today's date. Who is this? Pieces Interactive game director Martin Brueggemann says RoboSurf is easy to get into, as one would expect from a casual game, but I wanted it to still be crammed with gamey stuff, such as the bosses, to appeal to core gamers as well. That's something I myself often miss in games like this. Pieces Interactive has previously released Puzzlegiddon for PC, iPhone, Xbox Live Arcade, and PlayStation Network, and Fret Nice for Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network. RoboSurf is the first game to be released under Pieces Interactive's new brand, Bite Size Games. Games under this brand are high-quality, fun games with a unique twist, optimized for smartphones and websites, and for players of all ages. I know you're saying these are high-quality, but I just looked at your screenshots, and I don't know, dude. As new platforms emerge and new players find the joy of games on their new devices, we want to offer something unique and fresh in the mobile jungle. With bite-sized games, we can give the players a brand to return to for great games. Yeah, you know, oh, it's 99 cents on the Android and Apple market right now, if you want to go.
That would be why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I compare the graphics to the girl we talked about the other day, her game. While not bad for her, I don't want to pay an adult.
That game. That game.
Yes. Well, was it something pony?
Oh, no. You're not talking about pony corns, are you?
Pony corns. I loved it. It was very cute.
It was adorable. Are you talking about the pony corns? Well, that's an insult to her.
Well, I don't want it to be an insult to her. She did wonderful. She's excellent. I'm just saying, you know, these
five.
Guys. She's five. She's wonderful. I love her. I would totally adopt her.
Magical freaking pony corns.
Cutest game in the world. Which I still play because, you know, it's adorable and it makes me laugh.
Yes, pony corns are awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, I'll tell you that later. Anyway. This particular game, I'm not so excited about it. It's a Facebook game. It's called Jollywood. It's been officially released on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, no, that does not.
I didn't want to say it.
Is it anything like my imagination just took it? Please tell me it is. Oh, God, please.
It's a special game on Facebook with a wildlife habitat theme. Well, the objective of the game is to create a fun and exciting getaway spot amidst scenic landscapes for the little forest animals of Jollywood. While planning, building up, and decorating your dream getaway, you must the resources, complete more quests to unlock even more interesting facilities like amusement park rides and jacuzzi, gadgets like suspension bridges and decorations. The official service of Jollywood will unlock premium paid items for players to enjoy. These, of course, include player stats boost, unique gadgets, and decorative items. Beyond the beta stage service, players will be able to continue to build their tree houses to be the ultimate manifestation of their imaginations. There will be plenty of additional features and events in the near future, and you can brace yourself for some of the upcoming content. Now, the amazing thing about this is yet another group that's going to E3. They're going to feature the game there. They don't have their booth number or where they will be specifically, so I can't tell you that. I wish I could. But they're from Singapore. They're from Koei Singapore PTE Limited, but they are actually located in the UK, so they're coming a long way to show us their game. I'll take a look at it. That's about the best I can do. It better be good, people. That's all I gotta say.
It better be good.
I got to write stuff down. Ginger, go ahead. Your turn.
All right. What am I gonna read now? I just lost my story. Richard Garriott's social games startup gets more cash. Richard Garriott, the man who brought us the Ultima series of computer role-playing games and the groundbreaking, massively multiplayer online game Ultima Online, has managed to raise a buttload of cash for his new social game startup.
How much cash is a buttload? I've been wondering.
That's how much a buttload is. Garriott's social game studio, Portalarium, has secured additional funding, bringing the total amount of capital at its disposal to $3.6 million.
Whoa, okay, that's a buttload.
That is a buttload. The new cash injection, the amount of which was not disclosed, came from a London investor, Mate Capital, with San Francisco-based Founders Fund. The cash will allow Garriott's firm to release its first game in the next few months. Details on that game are scant, save that it will launch on Facebook. But Garriott's mantra for premium games and social platforms are the only hints that have been given at this point. We expect to hear more about the game at E3 next week in Los Angeles. You know, that one was kind of short, so let me grab another one. And people who are following me on Skype while I'm in the middle of the show, I will cut you. Apple's WWDC's keynote collides with Microsoft's E3 presser. Apple announced this week that its head honcho and Lord Overseer Steve Jobs will reveal the iOS 5 operating system, the new operating system, Lion, the iCloud, see, you people, y'all call me and you get me stuttering, the iCloud suite of cloud computing-based services, and more at the Worldwide Developers Conference on June 6th. Interestingly enough, and probably on purpose, Jobs' keynote address will take place at the same time as Microsoft's E3 press event.
Oh, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun.
Microsoft's pre-E3 press presentation is scheduled to take place at around 10 a.m. Pacific time in Los Angeles. There is a lot of interest in Apple's cloud-based services, but not much in the way of details at this point. Some believe Apple will allow users to store apps, music, and other content remotely. This would be great. This would be a great fit for those wanting to buy a low-end iOS device because of the difference in storage per model is often hundreds of dollars. They say we'll have more on the relevant Apple announcements here next week, and we will follow that closely for you. Can't wait.
All right, you lovely people that have a love of your headsets like I love mine, but I will not say the name because I'm Madison. It's a lovely headset, cost hundreds of dollars. Didn't cost me hundreds of dollars. That's what swag. That's pack swag, actually, not E3 swag. But, yeah. So there's a new headset out, are going to be announced over at E3 from the people over at Turtle Beach. Yay! The name of the headset is called the Earforce PX3. It has a programmable wireless gaming headset and also the Earforce Z6A multi-speaker surround sound headset, which gives console and PC gamers the immersive experience and competitive edge they need. So you got some major static going on your end, darling.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, people.
Turtle Beach, of course. Let me jump down because I already read that part. Oh, sorry. I didn't need to let you know where they'll be, but I'll let you know after I'm done. This particular headset, the PX3, the wireless one, was primarily made for use with the PlayStation 3. However, it is also compatible with your 360 and your PC and your Mac. The PX3 is the little brother to the highly acclaimed Earforce PX5 programmable wireless surround sound headset that was launched earlier this year.
Wow, I might need that.
Yes, the PX5 comes. Really, somebody is calling me now. Really,
sorry, I may have dropped there for a second.
Oh, that's you causing problems.
But everything sounds much better.
Yes, I'm causing problems. It's like, who is calling me? People, don't call during the show.
I hate you.
Like the PX5, the PS3 comes preloaded with 18 interchangeable audio presets that allow gamers to select their desired audio experience. Additional stereo audio presets will also be made available for download from the Turtle Beach website for easy installation into your PX3, letting players enjoy a more personalized assortment of in-game audio experiences. The PSX is also Turtle Beach's first headset to feature a rechargeable battery pack, providing over 10 hours of uninterrupted gameplay and an auxiliary input so you can listen to your favorite music or while gaming. In addition, the PX5, well, how would you do that? Would you plug your iPad into it? I mean, your iPhone or whatever you guys. That's interesting. We'll have to find out. In addition, like the PS5, the PX3 also has an impressive set of audio features, including the Sonic Lens, with sound field expander that widens or narrows the sound field to focus on specific frequencies, and EarGuard with blast limiter technology, which limits the intensity of deafening sounds, which I definitely need because I have stuff cranked up and hurt my ears all the time. The pricing for these are ranging from around $99 to about $150. We will post those up.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. And they are going to be at E3 if you're out and you want to test it out. It's at booth 435 in the South Hall of the Convention Center, which is where it's hot and there's no air. There's never any air. Stream memory is a powerful thing. Oh,
There's never any air there.
I'm telling y'all, Los Angeles looks pretty on the TV. I'm just not a fan. It's nothing against people, you know, live in Los Angeles. If you love it there, then fine. I just cannot. I couldn't beef. I need my air. I'm just saying. And when Claritin costs $3 for one Claritin. You heard me right. $3 for one Claritin.
$3 for a Claritin.
$3 for one Claritin in the
Holy
station.
Jesus.
I cannot get behind that. Can't coast.
Do they not have a Walmart?
Walmart? Are you kidding me? I don't think I saw a Walmart the whole time I was there, nor a Target, nor any of those.
Wow.
And as we gamers know, we visit some Walmart and Target.
Money goes, we do.
Money goes to our games. Not to clothes, nothing else. If I got to get clothes, I'm going to buy them at Target because it's cheap. More money for games. So, no, I'm not. I am not with all of that my Claritin and not being able to breathe. And I remember one of the security guards at E3 was making a – well, I don't even know if he was joking. He said that there was mutated things in the sea and people were cancer-ridden. I was like, I can't be here.
Yuck.
Yes, I'm underneath.
It wouldn't surprise me, though. I've heard about some of the stuff that washes up out there, and ew.
I'll tell you something else I noticed, because we've already gone into our break. Or we're about to go into our break. You guys can catch us on the other side of this. I noticed that when you see on TV LA, that none of the shows ever show you the ground. Do you know why they don't show you the ground? Trash everywhere.
Ew.
I have
really
so much garbage on the street in my life. I complained about my city when I came home. I said, I love you, Texas. I will never complain about you again.
Wow.
It was horrific. However, now up in the nicer neighborhoods, because we got to hang out with the guy that did the music. I can't remember which one, if it was Call of Duty, Ghost Recon, or Rainbow Six, honestly. But we got to hang out at his house for a while, which looked really jank on the outside, but like true gamer fashion, that house was awesome on the inside. He had tons of modded Xboxes and surround sound in every room, and he had like 3 or 4 rooms, and we were all in different rooms playing. That was lovely. There was no
split screen. That is hot, is what that is.
There's no split screen. It was you go to that room and you play in this room. Oh yes.
Oh.
Now that was lovely. That's my only lovely experience. But that was up in the hills somewhere. I don't know where the hell I was.
That is what my office is gonna have.
So Ginger would like to go and experience this for herself. I'm going to let her. When she comes back and she is unable to see out of one eye because it is as swollen because of the allergy, she will tell me that she hates me.
I will take Claritin with me so I don't have to pay $3 for the Claritin at the gas station.
Our Texas Claritin does not work on the LA air.
Oh,
Superman
no.
is like super allergies.
Great. No, the only thing I'm worried about is, well, the hair is kind of short at the moment, and it's naturally curly. So getting around water, oh, good Lord.
See, then you have to do what I did. See, she's not thinking ahead. I'm going to have to train you to be a diva. It's called weave, wig, hair extensions.
I'm going to have to do something because, oh, girl, if you could see it right now, oh, wow.
I'm telling you, all the pictures y'all saw of me at E3, that is not my hair. It's under there somewhere.
That was my hair, too.
It was lovely, wasn't it? Oh, and it was all tied nice and tight so you could pull it. Yes, nice. Oh, what did I say? Anyway.
I'm not going to touch it. No.
Walk away. Time to get back to the news. We have gotten off on a tangent because this is what E3 does to people. Okay.
You could pull it.
Could pull it if you want.
Oh my God, Gloria. Out of hand. Out of order. Oh my God.
I am all day, every day. Oh, hurry up because I got to know that I want to share.
All right.
Got a good one.
Son of a crap. All right. God.
Put those two words together. Did y'all hear that? Son of a crap.
All right. my face is all flushed. Is it hot in here?
Yes,
California's Amazon tax bill passes state assembly. All right, I can do this. A bill passed by the California State Assembly on Monday aims to help California collect more than $1 billion in taxes from online retailers such as Amazon.com. Assemblyman Charles Calderon, a Whittier Democrat, claims that the new legislation doesn't impose a new sales tax, but extends one that California should already have been enforcing. The bill, AB, I'm sorry?
You know, I was worried you said virtual real estate. I was like, oh, no, I got to go in Second Life and sell all my
No. Mm-hmm. The bill, AB 155, passed by a vote of 47-16 with the support of one GOP lawmaker. Now it has to pass in the Senate to become law in the state. The question for Californians that work for retailers like Amazon.com is how this might affect their future. If the tax burden is too much, may Amazon, who wrote this? If the tax burden is too much, Amazon will simply go to another state where the tax situation is more tenable. Most Republican lawmakers rejected the bill because they said it would invite drive businesses. I give up. All right. So, anyways, this tax thing could be bad. It could drive businesses out of California. It could get the state entangled in internet regulation and force the state to defend the law in the courts. The measure extends to the sales tax, online companies that have a presence in the state, including those that have sister companies with offices in the state. California is not the first state to impose state-level sales taxes on businesses.
Warble, Adrian, you're warbly. Are you done? she says, I give up. You're warbly. Type it. Big Point Inc. is taking a big gamble and going to release The Mummy online. I believe we have a trailer somewhere. Or maybe I don't. I'm not sure. I'll find it for you. But in any case, since we only got a few minutes left, Big Point is a subsidiary of Big Point GmbH, who's the global market leader in browser-based, massively multiplayer online games. Today released their trailer for their upcoming action adventure, The Mummy Online. This, of course, was developed in collaboration with Universal Partners and licensing The Mummy Online. Partners in licensing. The Mummy Online brings all the action and adventure of the blockbuster film franchise to the free-to-play MMOG space. With The Mummy Online, the objective, of course, is to produce a game that looks amazing and offers several layers of gameplay to keep players engaged and coming back for more. This is from Arash Amini, who's the producer over at Big Point. He says, working with such a rich franchise not only enables us to leverage an incredible story, it also lends itself to further exploration and development, perfectly suited for an online game that can evolve over time. Inspired by The Mummy franchise, the high-end 3D action-adventure game will include original storylines, fast-paced battles, and opportunities to explore mysterious and exotic tunnels. The game, of course, is set up in Amarna, which is located at the southern tip of the Nile. Amarna is the homeland to priests and tribes who practice the dangerous art of sorcery and is the birthplace of the region's most legendary sorceress, Masika. Amarna has been a battleground for centuries, with pharaohs attempting to control all who held wisdom of the ancient world. Filled with mysterious tombs, burial grounds, and undiscovered treasures, players will be able to travel the map across several dedicated PvP locations. Did you hear that, Ginger? PvP? Are you still with me? Did I lose you?
I'm still with you. I'm muted, and I was reading the...
Yeah, PvP. PvP.
PvP. I love this PvP.
And there's also an oasis, the tomb and the ruins, which I won't tell you about. You can go and check it out. Ah, yes.
I like this ruin.
So I'm not seeing when this is due to be released, but you can pop over to the website, themummy.bigpoint.com. Actually, that's where they have the trailer. I will see if I can pull it to our site, but most likely they won't cooperate. They never want to cooperate. Men.
Men never want to cooperate.
Freaking men. And for the record, your Harry Potter trailer is up and ready to go. Good God, there's so many tags to add to this.
All right. Well, we've got a couple minutes left, and I got a story that I just came across, and I think it's pretty awesome. I don't think you've done it.
Do it.
Touring Expo brings competitive video game gaming site to gamers. Payback Games to tour with Level 22 Expo. PaybackGames.com, the nation's premier competitive video gaming site, will be touring with Level 22 Expo, operating the nation's first traveling video games expo. Level 22 will begin its tour September 10th and 11th, 2011, in Louisville, Kentucky, with plans for a minimum of 50,000 square feet of space at each tour stop dedicated to tournament play. This partnership is poised to bring some big things. Payback Games is an online gaming site that operates competitive matches that are recorded and supervised by a Payback's game official 24/7. This allows players to avoid the cheating and ticket system seen elsewhere on the internet. All matches are ranked in over 2,000 competitive matches of Call of Duty under their belt. Payback Games is the leader in this arena. That is actually kind of cool. Combine this with their Pro Circuit Season 1 that was just announced, and you can see that some very new and inventive ideas are on their way to the world of gaming. While details won't be available until E3, this is an exciting partnership that has many possibilities. Level 22 Expo brings a national-caliber video games expo and tournament to cities all over America by providing a large exhibit hall with tournaments, free play areas, motion gaming, product sales, panel discussion, and many other events. Level 22 Expo brings the Expo to the gamers. The tour begins in Louisville, Kentucky, and is planned to continue to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Memphis, Tennessee, later this year, with many other cities in 2012. If you want to check out more, you can head over to level22expo.com, which I'm about to, because I want to see where the nearest one is. I think I may have to go check this out.
Yes, you must.
Road trip.
Well, I got to say this, lovely people. I just took a peek at the new Harry Potter trailer because I just wanted to see. And I think they may get me to come back. Apparently, you can play as any of the characters from the movie. And when I say any, I mean Ron's mom, McGonagall. If you watch the Harry Potter movies, you know who those are. Yes, Neville Longbottom, Jenny Weasley.
She always gets left out.
She's not left out this time. You can play as Jenny, and of course you can play as the Ron, Harry, and Hermione. Yeah, so I may have to check that
out. Yeah, you sound so excited about being able to play Ron.
Shut up, you. I do like being a redhead. Okay.
Are they English? Oh, yeah, he is.
And English. They're of age. And he's very, very tall. Y'all know I like some tall.
Run, Ron, run.
Oh, there is no place for you to run, Ron. As soon as you turn of age, it's over. I'm coming after you, Ron. Okay, so anyway, it's time for us to get out of here.
You may not be named. Coming after you.
I also checked out The Mummy while we were sitting here as well. It looks...
Is it all right?
It's interesting. It's interesting. That's all I got. It's interesting. Oh, and those of you who like Ron, he actually intros the trailer. I know some of you younger gamers out there will absolutely adore that. I am trying to find our switchboard so I can play some music for these lovely people so we can get out of here. Because we got some games to play. I don't know about Ginger. I know what Ginger's got to do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I got games to play. So you lovely people out there, I know it's Wednesday and you're getting sleepy. It's lunchtime, so I just want to say to you... Which one do you want, Ginger?
Oh, you know which one I want. You know which one I want.
I don't know.
Get out alive. Get out alive.
Close. All right, more Leroy for you guys. We'll see you guys.
Leroy gets dropped on his ground. He's hurt, Leroy. Run, Leroy, run.
Of course, you can find us. Well, you know where to find us. Here, or at GameAndAgents.com. Second line, don't bother just today, though. Should we be using
the gun? I'm confident, yeah. I don't even know if I'll be there, but we'll see.
Yeah, you will. He's not going to get out alive.
Tomorrow.